Some of the Tanith were shocked and fearful, but others became determined to continue the experiments. Several times, their scientists reconstituted the research program, each one more clandestine than the last, and every time, the advisors traced it and confiscated all materials. Over and over, the advisors told the Tanith that they were near-perfect, near-immortal beings who had no need of reproduction. That the Godhead's love for them by far exceeded the emotional attachment that they could expect from any progeny. Clandestine debates among the Tanith led them to believe that either the Godhead did truly love them, or they were no more than flesh-and-blood toys with no self-determination. Predictable scraps of life playing parts in a game or a puzzle, a diversion for a cold intellect. So they decided to test the Godhead by threatening mass suicide. Horst nodded. They were a very deliberate people, and over time they had arrived at a principled and compassionate system of ethics, much of which was centered on the worth of self and existence. They reasoned that the Godhead would intercede and stop them killing themselves if it truly loved them. If it did not, then their existence clearly had no intrinsic worth, and continued life was without meaning. He sighed. They prepared doses of fatal poison, and the advisors did nothing to prevent them. They deducted that the Godhead knew of the plan and was allowing it to proceed. The day arrived, then the hour. The advisors moved among them, assuring them of the Godhead's love. But the Sikkens ticked away to nothing. They took the poison and they died, down to the last. The Godhead did nothing. The machine intelligence, said the construct off-cam. It clearly witnessed all this. But how did it escape the Godhead's domain? Horst was silent, his gaze distant. It told me after the dying was done, its advisors stopped, fell to the ground, and lay motionless. The Tanith AI transferred itself to an exploration vessel and departed on a course of semi-random cross-tier jumps that took it far away. It showed me all of this in the simulation, and went on to explain its own theory that the advisors' collective lapse into inertia had been a sign of the Godhead's shock and distress at what its creations had done. But, in the middle of it, I suddenly found myself back in my body and on board the bridge. I had been immobile for a little over 5 minutes, according to the ship, but it felt like a day or more. Then, the ship said that another vessel had appeared near the tunnel entrance to the vast cavern, sensors sweeping, then vanished seconds later. The Tanith machine was in no doubts as to its origins. It was a postulate craft of the Godhead. You have somehow led its servants here. Now you must leave and never seek me out again. And, without warning, the hyperdrive came online, and with no input from myself or the ship AI, we jumped. And it was a long jump. A superior technology. It took control of the ship as easily as it filled my mind with the history of the Tanith.